When pride has crept into a servant of God, straightway envy is to be found there too. The proud person cannot help being envious. Envy is the daughter of pride, but this mother is unable to be barren. Wherever she is, she immediately gives birth. If your thoughts run on these lines, you won't be great in your own eyes. After all, what you should rather be thinking about is what you lack, instead of what advantages you have. If you're thinking of how much you're still falling short, you start groaning, and when you groan, you are worrying about yourself. You will be humble. You will walk more securely. You won't tumble over a cliff. You won't be puffed up like a balloon. First among the vices is pride. Next, envy. It's not envy, you see, that has given birth to pride, but pride has given birth to envy. It's only a love of excelling, after all, that is envious.